Hicks.
Yes.
Can we please open this meeting with a moment of silence, serenity prayer? God.
Grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Can I have a volunteer read a vision of any service? Hey, I know that guy.
Thank you. My name is Terry. I'm an addict.
Terry.
A vision for NA service. All of the efforts of Narcotics Anonymous are inspired by the primary purpose of our groups. Upon this common ground, we stand committed. Our vision is that one day, every addict in the world has the chance to experience our message in his or her own language and culture and find the opportunity for a new way of life. Every member, inspired by the gift of recovery, experiences spiritual growth and fulfillment through service. NA service bodies worldwide work together in a spirit of unity and cooperation to support the groups in carrying our message of recovery. Narcotics Anonymous has universal recognition and respect as a viable program of recovery. Honesty, trust, and goodwill are the foundation of our service efforts, all of which rely upon the guidance of a loving higher power.
So just as a point of clarification, I'm an addict. I have almost 7 years. I've been of service ever since I got out of jail and treatment. 4 months ago, I offered my time to do a presentation. I got a call a week and a half ago, so I put this together, and this is by no means fact. This is this workshop is driven by the direction of simply informing addicts and opening the light for confusion on pros and cons of social media in regards to Narcotics Anonymous. I derived the information I'm using today out of the Works How and Why book only, not the Traditions Handbook, not out of the IPs. Bottom line is I did not have time to do a wide range. The material with my service perspectives and those shared around me. We're going to have partial involvement throughout this, and then we're going to have a conclusion involvement with pros and cons if there's time. I have not done this to anybody to know the time frame, so we're just going to go with this, and I look forward to any education and insight from anybody out there. Okay. With NA's public image and the anonymity and privacy of our members at stake, it is crucial that those of us who choose to use these resources take great care in doing. So that's the only thing I'm going to use, just as a point of clarification, what this is all about. That is out of the social media IP. There's some here if you want to take them to skim through. But we recently had a learning day, Service Works, and they did their whole presentation on this, and I didn't want to take it. So I came up with something on my own, with perspective of those that I've spoken to. Let's see here. Tradition one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. The importance of the unity encourages our groups to look beyond their own little world to the common needs of the worldwide NA fellowship. The relationship described in the first tradition is reciprocal. Groups work together in a spirit of cooperation to ensure the survival of Narcotics Anonymous. NA unity begins with the recognition of the therapeutic value of one addict helping another in different ways. And basically, tradition one I found is just a worldwide goal. We have a goal to pass the message to the still suffering addict, to the addict in need, to the family members of addicts, to professionals, all alike. To let them know that we are a viable source in the community. Today's decision may affect tomorrow's members. We think that the solutions of our current problems is not hard to consider the needs of our groups, our area, region, or even worldwide fellowship. anonymity, the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, supports NA's unity as well. When we apply anonymity to the first tradition, we overlook the differences that would separate us. In the context of unity, anonymity means that the message of recovery is for every addict who wants it. We learn to set aside our prejudices and focus on the common identity as addicts. Each of us has the equal right, the responsibility, and the well-being of Narcotics Anonymous. So anonymity, anonymous in our personal going of recovery. We are all equal in recovery aspects, regardless of how much we may serve, we put in separately. Tradition 2, for our group purpose there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. If we are to find guidance from the ultimate authority, we need to find means of hearing that guidance together. The mechanism we use in group conscience, the success of a group conscience process depends on the willingness as individuals to seek guidance from the higher power of our personal level. With inviting the God into a process of love, selflessness, service, we are good in staying in the attraction and not the promotion. So when we invite a loving God into the process, and we keep our personalities out of this, it allows us to do our job. Any group, board, or committee can become bogged down in disagreement or sidetracked by seemingly insurmountable problems. In these situations, it's important to focus our attention on the principles of the program and the solutions they point toward, not the problems. So again, as a regional chair, I don't have a voting right. I can break a tie, but I'm there to facilitate. And I'm there to facilitate and keep tension down. I'm there to facilitate and remind the group to not lead with emotion. To be motivated and excited about what your drive is. What are we talking about here? But to keep our emotion out of it. What's best for the worldwide? What's best for the region to start with? You know, not what's my convenience? What are my motivations here? You know, as the chair, I need to facilitate and know that my motivations are to help what's best for the group. And sometimes I'm not willing to break a tie. If it doesn't have to be decided right then and there, you know, we're going to table it. And that's going to lead into the social media. Tradition 3. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. We look for ways to help instead of judge. We look for ways to help instead of judge. Our task is to fan the flame of desire, not dampen it. Any addicts who walk into the meeting, even using addicts, display a level of willingness. And the same goes with service. Many of us have ideas when we come into service. And it's not for any predecessors of service, or anybody for that matter, to shoot down that person. We're there to educate them, to train them, to teach them, to guide them, as they did with me. And I'm here today to open up this a little bit, and hopefully people can give me some insight and education in this realm. There are some gray areas when it comes to social medias, and there are some cut and dry areas. And as we go into this in a few minutes, just bear with me, I'm going to ask for if anybody has anything to say per tradition in the social media realm, feel free to raise your hand. Tolerance guides us in helping other service members in providing service cooperation in our guidelines. By having acceptance and tolerance, I know my predecessor, the old chair, had a lot of patience and tolerance with me because I'm aggressive, borderline suffering from assholism, and I have a voice and I want people to hear it, because in my early years it was like about me, don't you know what I have to say? And I didn't have a clue about any of these guidelines really. So I sat quietly and I've learned. Tradition 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. In recovery, we become responsible for ourselves, and we accept that responsibility. We see how the fourth tradition encourages us to act responsibly as groups, as the fellowship. NA groups are vehicles for the message of recovery. In the strength of the personal commitment group members make to one another, our group character forms. As this group character grows and evolves, the group finds ways in which it can do what no other group in town may be doing. Breaking anonymity to spread the message is questionable. Private settings on these social media sites cannot break anonymity. For instance, we get into certain areas are putting on flyers on Facebook. Now, are there any faces on there? Are there any specific names? No. It's almost a PSA, if you will, of a flyer. This is an upcoming event. Now, for me personally, I have a private setting. But I was telling a gentleman before the meeting, there have been times on job interviews. Closing statement, is there anything you'd like to add? And I don't know if it helped or hindered, but I said, I'm a proud member of a 12-step fellowship, and I give back to the community. I do public outreach, I speak to the youth, and I go on panels. That's what I do. I turn my life around, and I continue to spread that message. And I have that right. At the same token, when I'm doing a PI booth, and I'm spreading the message of recovery, and offering it to the public in an educational forum, and things start to get a little heated, and they're asking me personal questions, I'm no longer a representative of Narcotics Anonymous. I was telling that same member I had to take myself away from that booth and tell them I'm not representing Narcotics Anonymous. I'm simply an addict in recovery, and I can offer you some insight. So we need to use our judgment. And if we don't know what our judgments are, it's written out in our books. And some of our predecessors can explain that in more detail. It's hot. Sweating. Tradition 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Our primary purpose is at heart of ourselves, is at the heart of service. With guidance from a loving higher power and a clear focus on this purpose, NA groups become a channel for the healing power of recovery. NA exists to help addicts find freedom from active addiction. If we were to expose other ideas or pursue other goals, our focus would be blurred and our energies diminished. The fifth tradition asks us to practice integrity by keeping our purpose foremost. Tradition 5 helps our groups fulfill the foundation, the fundamental reason for their existence, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Tradition 6. In any group, is there anybody that has anything to add on to anything before we get into this more? Tradition 6, in any group, I'll never endorse, finance, or lend the any name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Our fellowship's primary purpose defines us. We are a society of addicts sharing with others to hope of recovery of Narcotics Anonymous. When NA's identity becomes too closely tied to the identity of another organization, the clarity of the primary purpose is muddled, losing some of its power. So we are not connected to social media via finance, endorsement, or backing, only using free public site to further our primary purpose. So when somebody posts a flyer of a convention coming up, or no more tricks but treats dance of Narcotics Anonymous in a local area, they're just offering a service to those that are interested. We're not standing on the corner with vote for Trump, vote for Trump, vote for Hillary, come to NA or you're going to fucking die. Pardon my language. Like, we're not out there pushing it in their face. They see it, they scan through it, and they can observe it. They can choose to use it or keep it moving, you know. Though we have relationships with professionals, treatment facilities, administration, and staff of jails and institutions, we claim no connection to, only teamwork to further our primary purpose. So, on a personal level, when I'm out there and I'm talking to my coworker, I overhear him on the phone about how his son is fill in the blank, using drugs, et cetera, et cetera. I say, you know what, there may be a different option. I might be able to offer you some insight. Are you interested? And then I can tell them briefly about my personal story, because my anonymity is my choice. I don't run around the streets yelling Narcotics Anonymous. But what I do offer is insight. And if people want direction, I give them my personal preference, referrals. You know what I mean? Now, when I'm representing Narcotics Anonymous, it's different. I'm offering education in who we are and how we are a viable source in the community. Trying to rebuild the location I just moved to, I offered Narcotics Anonymous information. We went into the probation office, the parole office, the courthouse, trying to implement an orientation from my man back there that they do over in another area, trying to implement those releasing from jail into treatment. All we're doing is trying to offer education and insight on how we can help each other help the community, right? So, bus bench ads are attraction to the public. Why not flyers of NA events on social media? Working on a PSA on social media too. These are conversations. You have, so everybody can flip on the TV. Everybody can turn on the TV at 3 a.m. and see, oh, there's a PSA, drug problem, we can help. Call this number. Well, everybody's on, has access to the computer. So if you're scrolling through your Facebook and there's a PSA, I mean, these are just talks. I don't know if you have, most places I would imagine that's how Facebook runs. Again, I didn't do all the research. These are just, I'm just opening a window of discussion, okay? So when you're on social media, most organizations probably have to pay to get their slot or get something on there. But if it's a PSA, maybe they would allow that on there for free. This is just how to help the community. You know, we're not going to pay to put an ad on Facebook.
We pay to put an ad on the radio.
This is true. I stand corrected. And I was just going to correct myself because we did pay to have bus bench ads. Bus bench ads. So. Yes, this is true. I do stand corrected. We have billboard ads, giant billboards, the medium-sized billboards. We have bus bench ads. You have PSAs on TV. There's radio. So we do pay at times to have things.
Do you have a social media plan for your region?
I'm not working on a social media plan for my region. This is just, I'm being brutally honest. I was called a week and a half ago and asked to put a presentation. I'm just trying to open a window of conversation based on the traditions and the perspectives of those I've spoken with. So at the end of this, we can open it up for pros, cons, or comments. Please go ahead.
I'm Amy, I'm an addict. I just wanted to say, since we are recording this, if you hear something that may not get recorded, can you just repeat back the questions that
right.
are recorded?
Right, so the question was, don't we pay for bus bench ads and billboards? And the answer is yes. And I stand corrected. Kind of getting ahead of myself. I feel I'm not fully prepared for this, but I'm doing the best I can. So that's probably why I'm a little nervous.
You're great.
Okay.
You
got justice.
We're right there with you, man.
Keep going.
People put flyers on Facebook
and they have people's names on the bottom.
Yes, so this is true. Now this is where it may get gray, is if it's a first name and an initial, because we don't go with last names here.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's breaking complete anonymity. Now if there's a flyer with the question was names and possible phone numbers on a flyer that's on social media. Now if there's, let's say, my name and phone number is on that flyer, then before that flyer can be put on social media, might need to either ask my permission or have that chopped off.
Exactly.
So, first name and initial, I do not believe is violating anonymity. First name and last name, and that last name which we don't use, would be. Phone number with name would be. Sir?
When you're talking about that, you said it's correct. If you're asked permission, then it's not breaking anonymity. But if you say yes, you can put it on there, then your anonymity is your anonymity.
Yes, so the comment was, if I get permission.
Yes.
However, I'm representing Narcotics Anonymous at that point. It's not personal. When I talk to you outside of this room, it's personal. When I talk to you at a booth, I'm representing Narcotics Anonymous. And those are two differentiations there. And we need to acknowledge that.
I mean, I'm an addict. I think one idea that helps with like the social media aspect is using those like universal emails for like a subcommittee. So instead of it being a personal email that you may put on a flyer to the, you know, activities chair at, you know, such and such area .org instead of like, you know, a local from
that Gmail. Sure. So we have a member of our region just put on Facebook. She's the chair of public information in her area. And she put on her social media page, those interested in being of service, please email blah, blah, blah. Now she put that, that's her option. That's, she's allowed to do that. You know, so she didn't break any tradition when looking for service workers with her email, so that way it stays private. It's not out there. Sir, this gentleman.
My name is Ian. I'm an addict from Pacific Cascade region under Narcotics Anonymous. And so our region and the area that I'm from, the CLAC, we have some guidelines about everything that we put online. And like, I think regardless of whether you give permission or not, I know it's really murky, right? But like the 11th tradition says, we need to always maintain a personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, like it's really easy for me to give from social media to press. You know, another name for media is press, it's social media. And I think that a lot of people, you know, they don't agree with me, and that's okay. I don't mind being in the minority ever. But I think that regardless of whether somebody gives their permission or not, I think that when we post stuff on anything, websites, social media accounts, it should not have our personal contact info. And you know, because always is an absolute. It's not if somebody gives their permission. It's always.
Okay. So the gentleman was stating that always. In the 11th tradition states that never have personal information. Now, personal information connected to a NA flyer is absolutely what I'm hearing from you. But if it's just a flyer in general, that does not have personal information. However, if I'm talking to somebody at a booth and it's getting different than just NA education on who we are, and I pull them to the side, I'm more as an addict. I'm no longer representing NA. I can give them my personal information to help maybe further our primary purpose on whoever they're discussing. Terry?
Terry, thanks, Justice. So if you look at the, you know, Narcotics Anonymous meeting list that every area has, and you flip it over and on the back of it, it has the name and the phone number of those who are chaired to whatever committee. So why would that not apply to Facebook? And then, if you, I'm involved in H&I, I do H&I service, and if we bring meeting lists into the prisoners in the H&I commitment that I have, we're actually not allowed to bring the pamphlets in with the phone numbers on the back. They have specially printed, you know, they'll leave them out, basically.
Right, so the question was, if meeting directories have the information of the chairs or representatives, the first name, last initial, and phone number on the meeting directory, why is it such an issue to have it on Facebook?
Pretty much.
Sir?
My name is Mike. I'm an addict from Northern California. But we have guidelines in our region and our area that are very strict about this. Because if you put personal information on meeting lists that, you know, that person then goes out and somebody finds an old meeting list, they go to that. We have specific emails that go that stay the same and forward to the people in those positions. And we absolutely do not think that you should put your name on a NA flyer, even if it's a flyer, because the anonymity within our fellowship, people can start to think that one person is more important than another because they see their names in these places, you know, over and over, and the newcomer doesn't understand and think, you know, that there's an inflated reason for that. So the anonymity within our fellowship is important also.
Oh, very much well said. Sir?
I just wanted to dovetail on what this gentleman right here said, and like, So our website and my area is set up and my region to where we have like, so our URL is clackamascountyna.org. And so we have activities at, literature at, each hospitals and institutions at, PR at, web host at. That way we can forward those to the person who currently holds the position, but we don't have to put anybody's email address on our website, on our social media, on even printed. We share a phone line with like four different areas. And so
he was saying to keep the anonymity, their group, their area has a general website, and then from there you can divert to other websites and then further divert it to the specific location, correct? Okay. That way it prevents names and phone numbers, and then they can receive.
We just keep, like he was saying, we keep the same email address for the position, and as people rotate the service, the web host goes in there and changes the forwarding email address to the proper personal email address, so that they get it on their phone or wherever, and they can respond, you know, in a timely fashion.
Okay.
Our phone line is like that also, so that you call the same number and you get the right person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tradition 7, every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. So self-supporting goes well beyond the money. We have elected servants to facilitate the World Service Office for Literature, legal entities, messengers on committees to spread message, phone lines, public information for appropriate relations with the community, the PR Handbook, Chapter 2, Core Principles. You know, so and then it goes into on page 177, it says, most importantly, a group needs the consistent commitment of its members to show up and take part of its meetings. Upon that commitment rests the group stability. Without it, no group can survive long. From the commitment of its members, the group also draws its ability to carry our message, our recovery message. As anonymous flyers are posted on social media, it draws attraction to all that may see it. The still suffering addict, like I said, family members of those suffering addicts, anybody that needs to see it, it's available. Sees a flyer for a dinner, a dance, a karaoke, you know, may be attractive to the addict who's like, oh, well, I don't have to be loaded to have a good time. Now, I very much agree that if those flyers are, if an area votes to have flyers uploaded onto the Facebook, I agree that names and phone numbers should not be on there. It's a general informational pamphlet or flyer. This is what's going on, and we're here to help. You know, and I'm a true believer. When I first got here, some of the old timers said, if you really want it, they'll get it. You know, they see the flyer, they're going to see the insignia, they're going to Google it, they're going to look it up, they're going to ask questions. If they really want to save their life, they're going to ask a question. So we don't need to have personal detailed information on those sites, on those flyers. Tradition 8, Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Narcotics Anonymous offers a distinctly non-professional approach to the disease of addiction. We have no hospitals. We have no hospitals, no treatment centers, no outpatient clinics, none of the facilities associated with the professional enterprise. We do not diagnose anyone's condition or track the progress of the patients. In fact, we have no patients, only members. Our groups do not provide professional therapeutic, medical, legal, or psychiatric service. We are simply a fellowship of recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. The sixth tradition, in discussion, the sixth tradition, we consider the sufficiency of our message. Though we team up with professionals and learning days or treatment facilities to spread the word of recovery, we are our own entity, spreading the message only anywhere appropriately with attraction. Like I said, we're not out there throwing flyers and signs on the corner. We're not standing out for, you know, I don't see my neighbor strung out and I'm over there banging on his door with the blue book and you got to come save your life. You know, we offer the attraction. Tradition 9, NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Rather than recommend that any groups themselves become organized, the ninth tradition suggests that groups organize separate boards and committees to serve their needs. This arrangement ensures that NA as such maintains its uncluttered, direct approach to recovery while assuring our ability to fulfill service tasks requiring a certain amount of organizations. So committees are responsible. Committees responsibly voted in service follow guidelines appropriately to gain further primary purpose. The PI performs PSAs and bus bench ads in my region. Some area members have posted flyers on social medias. I do belong to a couple invite-only recovery sites and have a private setting on my own page. But what happens when the next person reposts the event and they are not private page? Or some of their flyers or some of their friends are not in recovery? So me personally in recovery, there's Recovery in the Valley or whatever it's called. It's just a recovery private site. It does not say Narcotics Anonymous San Fernando Valley. It is not an offshoot of that area. It is Recovery in the Valley. And I was invited and I accepted the invitation, and it's a private group. We talk about solution. You talk about gains, gratitude lists, things of that nature. And that is by invite only. Those are recovering addicts only. The person that runs that page double checks to make sure these are addicts in recovery. Terry.
Terry Addicts, yeah. You know, my old sponsor had a good suggestion, just for in terms of personal activity on Facebook. He said, have one Facebook account for your NA friends and have another one for your work friends. And that way the lines never get crossed.
You know? Absolutely. The gentleman was saying it. Sometimes two Facebook pages, private and private for recovery only or Narcotics Anonymous only, and then another one for the surrounding world, you know. Somebody else had their hand up?
Excuse me. So I know in my area we got a lot of discussion pages that we use to just conduct business, like at the area level and subcommittee level. And I know everybody isn't as thrilled about the process of writing guidelines in our areas as some of us might be, but I love writing guidelines. And so whenever we start a new, a discussion page on Facebook, like we, write some guidelines around it. And, and that's one of the things that this pamphlet right here suggests we do. And I have this huge NA crush on NA Minnesota because they have the best resources on their regional website ever. And so, we just kind of, used and adapted theirs to our own needs. And we have, a set of criteria. People, want to copy and paste stuff on their personal page. It's identified, flagged. And then we have some administrators of the page that will contact them, and talk to them personally. And then we keep a tally. And if you do it so many times within a given time period, you will be removed from the page. And you'll have to wait a certain amount of time to be asked to come back. And that's how we choose to...
So you have administrative, security on the page to make sure that it's used appropriately.
There's five of us. It has to be somebody from our executive committee, somebody from the PR committee, two GSRs, and then another one is just any interested member who wants to be a member at large.
And so it's a monitored page.
Yeah.
Guided by guidelines. And people are asked to leave and if they break those guidelines.
Yeah, we give them a chance. I mean, you do it once, you're not kicked out for life, You do it three times, you got to take a 6-month moratorium on your ability to be on the page. And then when, you've served your moratorium period, you can request to come back.
Okay. Tradition 10, Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Again, the bus bench ad company, we have no influence or opinion. They are simply offering a service that we pay for through our own contributions. Same as stations with PSAs, tear-offs in the public locations. There was even in the last workshop, there was a gentleman saying that they have the green light from Walmart and CVS to put flyers at their prescription area or at their front desk area. I didn't get all the details, but so they were invited. Their PR talked to said people, and that regional facility organization said yes, because the epidemic of the heroin, et cetera, they invited Narcotics Anonymous flyers into those locations. The same with Facebook. While some may post flyers, we have no direct relation to Facebook as a company, simply using services at our disposal. Now, I do have some people on Facebook that will just randomly post the upcoming event. They won't tag a flyer, none of that. They just say, hey, this is what's coming up, hope to see you guys there. And that's just, you know, talking to the rest of the world. Oh, yes, sir.
My name is John. I'm from Arizona. I got a question about what you just said about how people randomly put the flyers on Facebook. Is there personal information attached to those to let people know where it's at and what they got to do to get involved in it?
Well, that's what we were discussing earlier, was the personal information.
Right.
Now, I personally don't mind that people know I'm in the program on a personal level. However, when I'm representing, let's say my name is on the flyer, I'm the contact number. I'm the contact name. My name is on the flyer. I'm now representing Narcotics Anonymous. So it's arguable that needs to be cut off before it's posted on the website, on the social media. So like Joe Blow hits me up at the street. I got an NA shirt. He needs help. Well, I'm an addict. I'm in recovery. Let me help you. But now if a flyer is for Narcotics Anonymous, I'm now representing Narcotics Anonymous. I shouldn't have my name and number on there. That is questionable. That is arguable. And I'm sure we're going to hear some of that when we get to the end of this.
Yeah.
Again, on my personal level, if I was the contact, I don't care. You can leave my number on there.
So how are we going to determine this? Are we going to have a group discussion?
Yeah, at the end, we'll have some pros and cons. And then everything is really drawn out in this IP that we have up here, the social media one.
Gotcha.
Terry?
Terry, just on that point, there needs to be some point of contact on the flyer for the person who's using it. So why not have the local Narcotics Anonymous helpline phone number?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Be directed where they need to go to from there.
Sir?
I just want to read this real quick because it's out of our pamphlet. Under privacy and anonymity, our own and others, it says social networking sites offer various levels of privacy and security that can be adjusted to some degree by the user. NA members who use these types of sites or network with one another and are with friends and family outside of NA may want to familiarize themselves with the privacy settings available on these sites. And then it goes on about, regardless of our own privacy settings, being cautious about mentioning addiction and recovery posts and comments on other members' pages can help to avoid the possibility of inadvertently breaking other members' anonymity, because their privacy settings might not be.
Absolutely.
So the biggest thing that jumps out at me says under photos, videos, and social media, we recognize that it is a common practice for members to take photos and videos at any event and post them on social networks. What gets me is we say this. We do not believe this to be in conflict with our traditions, so long as they are for the enjoyment of members and are not made available to the general public. Please be considerate of our guiding principles and the anonymity of others as you share your photos and videos from any event. And it says, for more information, please see the service pamphlet, which is this. So, I mean, we're like, obviously since Facebook, more than anything else, we're setting precedent right now about how we choose to deal with social media.
Yeah.
Just like today up at the new book workshop we had, the first workshop we've had on the new book. And I think that you could beat this into the ground every time they have a social media workshop, because it changes regularly. I'm someone who could care less. but I'm not breaking other people's anonymity on my social media page.
Right.
I'm not anonymous when it comes to my recovery, because I need people to know who I am. I'm not a secret. But, like we were talking earlier, my sponsor doesn't do social media. He doesn't want his face on any social media page. You know, that's his privacy setting.
Right.
You know, and I think it's going to change. It probably sounds really good until somebody gets affected by a posting. Like, oh, hey, dude, I saw your picture at an 8 a.m. event. I didn't know you were in recovery. I didn't know you were an addict or whatever. So then all of a sudden, now that person's going to have to change the way they do it. And
absolutely.
This is new. This is new territory for us.
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
I'm Dennis.
Dennis. So the short of that is, fortunately and unfortunately, I'm feeling and I'm hearing, is that NA members need to practice some integrity and accountability. And you can chuckle really loud at that, because I can speak for myself. It took me a long time to build some integrity. And even just like accountability for things that are oblivious. You know, I've seen my picture on other people's Facebook pages. Now, it doesn't bother me, but I go, I didn't know they took that picture. Now, because I don't give a, because I'm not concerned, yeah, time to watch my language, because it doesn't bother me so much, it's not the end of the world. But there are some people that are in certain work fields, you know, like nurses. So I have a friend who's a nurse, and she slipped up and took one of her patient's pills, right? And she is going through heck and back to regain her whatever it's called, right?
Credibility.
But let's say four people down the road on Facebook just see a nurse's picture at an NA meeting. Now she's going to be questioned, borderline harassed, and interrogated because she's a nurse who dishes out medication. Well, you didn't disclose on your paperwork that you were an addict. You know, so it can get very, very serious. Now remember, this is, I'm understanding that to the fullest. It can get very serious. And that pamphlet, what you read, Dennis, leaves it up to us in some degrees, and that's, honestly, that's not okay. Because before we're addicts, we're humans. And I can speak for myself, I'm a mess half the time. Okay? And I just do not take into account the whole circle sometimes.
Yeah.
I just don't. Sir?
You know, it talks about how we post. And it says here, for example, creating an event called Picnic in the Park may be a better way to label an event on a social network site than saying NA Picnic in the Park.
Very true.
You know, but then again, if we're saying NA Picnic in the Park, aren't we promoting it instead of attracting?
Yeah. Well, see, that's the slippery slope, because we put in a bus bench ad. It says, drug problem, we can help, Narcotics Anonymous. Is that promotion? No, I'm not throwing it in your face. I'm just saying, look, we're here, bro. Get you some.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know,
Terry.
Our primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers.
Primary purpose to carry the message.
So
yeah.
The NA name is a directive
right.
Conjunction with the primary purpose of my class.
Right. And that's very, you know, and years ago, long before I came here, the bus bench ad went through hell and back at the area I first belonged to, and I didn't understand any of it, you know? I didn't. Sir?
James Ronald, an addict out of Arizona. I had some questions I had asked earlier, and I feel that this is the appropriate setting for as many people to answer for me.
Wait, hold on. Are there multiple questions that we can wait till the end?
One question.
Oh, one question, okay.
At what point do we draw the line between attraction and promotion? I mean, if we're putting ads on buses, radio stations, TV commercials, in what sense is that not promotion? I mean, you said we're not pushing it, vote for Trump, vote for Hillary, so we're not being obscene, but it's absolutely promotion, so I guess I just don't quite understand where that line is drawn.
It's so, disseminating information is what it is. It's saying, we're here if we want to.
So he was asking, where do we draw the line between attraction and promotion? And that is a slippery slope across the world. And people will argue and pull teeth and throw chairs for years to come. And I think what it comes down to is taking a look at the guidelines, taking a look at our traditions, and using our, what is our primary purpose here? What are we driven by? Is it, I want to do this, or we should do this because it could help our primary purpose? What are our goals? What why are we doing this?
Yeah.
What are our motivating factors behind this? Do we invite a loving God into this voting process for these billboard ads? Or is it just, hey, my homeboy owns a company, man, and I want to help him boost his ratings, and maybe we can help some of these damn addicts too. Like, what are our motivating factors behind said fill in the blank? I think that's, you got to practice integrity, talk to the predecessors, and look at the traditions.
I think that anybody can say, and again, I'm all for it because I do believe it helps for their purpose. I just don't understand, because anybody like Trump or Hillary can believe in their motives and have following people who believe in their motives when the other person might say, I don't believe in those motives. How can we decide whether or not it's, again, I believe in it, I want to understand it.
Well, real quick, our PSAs on TV are anonymous. There's no names, specific names. There's no pictures. The PSA for the SoCal region right now, we have the PSA coordinator here, and faces are blurred out, and what it just shows is some backgrounds of a convention. Drug problem, we can help. You know, so we're just there, we're available. You know, and it's not shown 200 times a day. Mm-hmm. Terry.
I just wanted to quote the tradition. Each group is autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups and NA as a whole. So the autonomy is that they can run it themselves, and through the group conscience they can,
right,
you know, decide where they're going to post the NA logo and so on. And then they can do that autonomously as long as it doesn't affect the Narcotics Anonymous,
right,
in violation of tradition. So
right,
there are clear guidelines for that.
Autonomy, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Sir?
So, I love my favorite reader, like little section of our reader cards is that little blurb above how it works, where it says if you want what we have to offer and we're willing to do what it takes, then here's the steps that we took. And that's kind of like, I think, their general way we approach PR work is like, do you have a problem? We can help. Not, do you have a problem? We offer the only solution on the planet.
Okay. Right.
And so I think, like, just, you know, letting people know who we are and not saying we're better than this or other things don't work, I think that's the good approach to stay away from promotion.
Absolutely.
Exactly. That's the difference.
So he was doing one point of clarification, which is that drug problem, we're the only house on the block, come here, die. Like, that would be promotion. Like, we're number one, look at us, watch me pat myself on the back, which would be promotion. It's drug problem, we can help. So again, want some, get some. We're just there. You know, not we're better than, not you suck, not, you know, they only have 11 steps over there, we have 12. None of that. It's, you know, what we offer.
Is it informational or is it promotional?
Yeah, exactly. Informational and promotional.
I'm sorry, I'm Amy, I'm an addict. Robert, correct? Okay, so I just want to give you information. Read bulletin number 25 on NA.org. It's the public relations and the traditions, and it has a whole, like, few paragraphs on attraction and that, like, definition and what that means to our fellowship.
Remember, there's also the public relations handbook.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people don't realize the PR handbook was not created for PR. PR handbook was created for Narcotics Anonymous as a whole to use as a guideline in many realms. Hold on. We had somebody over here?
Yeah. And, you know, in this guideline, the social media thing, it talks about when we don't take our personal anonymity seriously on these social media sites, referring agencies and people may say, you know, my client's anonymity may not be taken seriously and question whether or not they want to refer to it. So those are questions that are in here, the literature that we already have, that, you know, talks about, you know, the individual's responsibility on social media.
Right.
Real quick, and Johnny just pointed that out, is that this evening at 4, there's also going to be a workshop on public relations, and that'll also be there as well. And I'll have the information that that's.
Okay. We have one more over here. Sir, did you have something to say, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm talking on
the
ad.
And I would just like to very respectfully say that this is SoCal's PSA coordinator. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you all for all you have for you. I'm the guy that made the teaching program and receiving Tim. But what I want to say, not so much about the social media, but when it comes to us carrying the message. I say us carrying the message to the public. This is a community-based fellowship. It starts at the ground. You know, but we as members, we get the opportunity to unite the traditions and the concepts. One time we only had, you know, addicts couldn't meet together, two addicts couldn't do anything, but because this is Bible fellowship today, the community allows us to give messages. And the work time of mine tells us we have to do it via attraction enthusiastically.
That's right, enthusiastic attraction.
But it's up to us to, you know, run some past life before we get too jazzy doing things.
Right.
Television stations, they make a slot for us, not just Narcotics Anonymous. One thing, like the Seventh Tradition is talking about, we self-support, but when we go to the community and they allow the other fellowships and organizations to put PSAs on the TV, then Narcotics Anonymous can get right on there too. It don't cost us a dime, and we're not in affiliation with the TV. We're in cooperation with carrying the message. Our message is going out. They just give us an opportunity to put it out. I'll give you an example, and I'm going to get out of the way. We're doing something at the police department downtown, where we've got an opportunity of having Narcotics Anonymous' helpline number in Spanish and English, and a resource information that they can raise to 17,000, 18,000 prisoners that come out on a year. Now, we're not the police department, but it's a big thing for Narcotics Anonymous to have their helpline number, the regional helpline number, in their brochure. Now, we're not, the attraction is that Narcotics Anonymous works. And the society is getting the picture of that. That's why it's a worldwide fellowship. But, you know, we do have to adhere to the stuff right here and have some accountability somewhere. Just like we don't do PI on one person for that reason. Because I, you know, my ego, my wings get real big, and I don't know what I'm talking about. But the person next to me can reel me back in and deal with that public person, that person that's suffering right there that wants to know this. Thank you.
Thanks, Tyrone. Yeah, I would like to piggyback on what we discussed earlier, the affiliation. Like, we don't have, we're not affiliated with fill in the blank. We, at times, work next to each other, teamwork, to help our primary purpose, you know. So we can't just get to those being released. We have to go to the facility, you know. We don't have somebody who just stands outside the door all day. No, we have willing participants that can get literature to the door. But we need to be in cooperation with that facility. We're not out there promoting these facilities. You know, the other day I spoke at a facility, at an NA meeting, but I don't promote that facility. You know, sir.
So, for anybody who may have had the same kind of curiosity that I had listening to you guys share, or which could be some insight, also searching definitions.
Yeah.
Definitions. Let me just read two definitions quickly that I found that really kind of confirm what you guys said about not promoting no better, but we just were here. One of them says, further the progress of something, especially a cause, match, or aim, support, or actively encourage. And then the other one says, advance or raise someone to a higher position. So, you know, we're not actively encouraging people, hey, come to NA, you got it, this is where it's at, but we're saying we're here. You got a question, want some help?
So that's like this gentleman said,
right.
we're not better than, we're not throwing ourselves at you. We're just sticking our hand out.
Got it.
Bob?
Okay, I want to talk about social media.
Who are you?
My name's Bob. I'm an addict.
Hey, Bob.
We've already talked about the risks of anonymity. You know, when it comes to having a page or your identity in, you know, Facebook, okay, let's just keep it as Facebook since that's the most common thing going on. You know, you gotta make, you know, somebody already mentioned, first thing you gotta do is check your settings so that when somebody tags you, you ain't automatically going, it ain't going on your timeline. That's the number one thing you gotta do if you wanna have. I mean, and even though I not concerned about my anonymity, as you, like you say, everybody knows I'm an addict at my work and everything, and I'm not. I still don't like to be tagged in a recovery post. And the thing is, it's like See, the thing is we are responsible not to tag people, not to, put people. I personally don't blow somebody else's anonymity, period. I rarely tag about recovery. I post once a year my birthday, and that's it. But, newcomers don't know.
Right.
It's like it takes a long time before you go to observance meetings and learn about anonymity, and it's just going to take, and some, you're going to see all kinds of stuff going on with newcomers. I see it all the time. They're fired up, they're excited about their new recovery, they want the world to know, they haven't learned yet, and so that's what we're dealing with here.
Maybe something like that goes in conjunction with the accountability and integrity that we need as individuals need to practice, but maybe there needs to be some kind of clarity statement offered, a brief paragraph on that as well, for those that don't know. Because, I mean, people that got 25 years clean that are computer illiterate, it doesn't apply necessarily. Or even like me, I'm kind of half illiterate on the computer. But if you're on the computer and you just don't know, maybe that's something that people need to work on. A committee needs to work on is a clarity statement, a brief educational thing before the meeting, No, but I mean a regular clarity statement used. I've never heard a clarity statement for social media.
Okay, so
I'm saying to use one regularly at everybody's meetings.
Like a
reading. Yeah. Like a. You're missing my point, sir. I'm saying I've never heard one at a meeting. I'm saying that.
Autonomy has such a hard time with this. We would have never fronted ourselves off out the street. But here we are, all of a sudden we get clean and we jump up and bare our ass, at other people's. So, like you said though, you get these people who come in and they're new, and now we have social media and they're loose cannons. And that's exactly what I was raising my hand about before, was many, many times we've had to redo our reading and include new things because our fellowship is maturing and with new things come up. And very well put, and I'm glad you came to that, because that is the next thing that I also believe needs to be added, because like you said, I've sponsored several nurses and their lives have been destroyed.
Yes.
By having to come to the program, because when they get caught doing whatever, their first line, if it wasn't too bad, is that they get to keep their license if they're lucky, but they're on probation.
Yeah.
If they have any kind of slip up, or say they're all of a sudden they serve somebody who saw something on your Facebook in the hospital, and they're like, oh my God, I just saw you on my niece's Facebook, you're in NA? Why are you serving me my drugs?
Right.
They're can't. Right there on the spot, if it becomes known. So it is something that needs to be addressed right away, real quick, because today I'm okay with having it announced that I'm in recovery, and I've been in recovery for a long time, but I'm considering a career move, and I'm probably going to have to shut down my Facebook site, just so that I have a clean slate, because I can't put my life in the hands of other people. And people need to understand that. And those are the kinds of things that need to be a part of the discussions
right.
we're making. And it's going to have to be brief, because
right.
especially the newcomers can only think about three words.
Right, right.
So don't, that whole paragraph's going to be too much.
Right. And so like we're talking about, all of our literature comes from a book, AIP. But so like people say sober and sobriety, so we have the clarity statement so that it's not dual diagnosis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So people understand at least why we're asking them to keep our language right. The same with social media. This is just a suggestion. Take it back to wherever you're from, your zone, your region, your area, your home group, and just, for whatever it is, talk to your service committees and say, hey, maybe we should get a little brief clarity statement for social media. Because like she said, I don't care if who sees me. I don't. But let's say, second cousin twice removed boss sees something in the background of my cake taken picture, like she said, oh, you know, you didn't disclose this on your application. Now all hell breaks loose, you know, and that's just inconsiderate. You know, we need to take integrity and accountability into full stride when we pursue social media, you know, and it's just like in public. I was seeing a therapist, right? And I said, hey man, maybe I'll see you around. He goes, and he got all serious. He goes, I will never approach you in public. I'm like, easy, bro. He's like, because that's, he can get in trouble. Oh, hey, Justice, how you doing? You know, I'm his therapist, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I freak out. You know, and I said, don't worry, man. When I see you, I'll come shake your hand. These are just certain touchy subjects, man. You know, and people have certain rules and regulations in their field.
It's called respect.
What is it called?
Respect.
Respect.
You ever heard that?
So we're going to continue on with the... Sir?
I'd rather you continue on. 15
minutes.
15, okay. So I got a couple more, and then if we have time, we can open it up for... I've got some little bit of information on cookies. Not the fat kid kind like I like, but some website stuff.
Now everybody walks around, so perhaps consideration needs to be put into a statement that says that your phone needs to be put in your pocket and left there.
Right, absolutely. And this is an argument that that you can take to the meeting, and we have guidelines, but it becomes touchy when you try to implement rules, you know, and that's when, you know, you may lose more than gain more addicts. So that's something for a different day. I understand. I'm just, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So my name is Steve O'Dowd. This is a wonderful conversation, and I'm hearing you guys shout out from the audience here. The next workshop you'll have an opportunity to be at the podium, be recorded, and write short talks on a notepad. So don't burn yourself out here on this subject.
Hey, and you know what? That's my bad.
That's gonna be passed on to the World Board. For their thing. So I'm just letting you guys know, keep those thoughts concise.
Yes.
And you can share them on the service structure.
I forgot to mention that. My buddy Steve here, we accidentally, like, our topics are combined-ish, and everything that you're feeling here, I meant to tell you earlier, like, write it down and just stay in this seat for the next presentation, because you're going to be able to get up here and get you some.
And it'll be recorded, too.
Tradition 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. The existence of public relations policy implies the importance of a public relations program in carrying out our fellowship's primary purpose. Public information work done properly is not promotion. Rather, it seeks to make NA attractive to those who might need us. The credibility of NA's message can be greatly affected by NA messengers in the public eye, including press, radio, films, and other media. We need always maintain personal anonymity. The truism that an addict alone is in bad company applies to our public relations effort just as well as our personal recovery. By the same token, we must remember that wherever we go, we always represent NA to some degree. If we are seen acting poorly while prominently wearing an NA logo shirt, that carries a distinctly unattractive message about our fellowship to the public. So what I'd like to say here is that PI and PR, depending on where you are and the group you're in, are in no less than groups of two needed for approaching the public. Anonymous and representing, optional anonymity in personal daily life, which is what we've discussed. Okay? So, also, no matter who the addict or where, we can almost always be sure we are representing NA in one form or another. I'm going to tell you the truth. I got a little bit of a temper, right? So, when, for whatever reason, when I'm on... Yeah, I know, surprising. When I'm on foot...
I have made a lot of progress personally on how I represent things and how I talk to people. So I wear NA logos, you know, like when I get a convention shirt and such. But I will tell you, I do not have a single bumper sticker because I know who this addict is on the road. And I'm real quick to tell you what I think about you and your blah, blah, blah. And throw certain signs of flying stuff, you know. So this is where my personal integrity and accountability comes in. You know, and I've learned that through some service. So some current acting on character defects or assets will usually go without thought from strangers. But if NA clothing and you're in a bar fight, why, you know, or bumper stickers involved in road rage, the same shirt but helping a handicapped lady across the street. You know what I mean? So it shows our assets and our defects all the time. Everything we do. They say practice integrity, which is doing the right things for the right reasons when no one's looking and even when you don't want to. Well, guess what? Somebody is always watching. We just don't know if they're going to have an effect or if we're going to have effect on that person. I have a not private setting. I had a not private setting on my Facebook, and I post flyers on an upcoming event. This is an example. And if I have a flyer, hey, come to this event, drug problem, we can help, we're having a picnic, right? And then the next thing is some racial slur because somebody of a different color flipped me off on the road, well, that just doesn't correlate very well. Mm-hmm. So you got to use your accountability, you know? You got to have some accountability in your behavior, whether it's in person, in a professional setting, on social media, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of us don't have the common sense to practice that we need, you know? How about the same flyer following by a humbled statement of emotional hardships through your step working process, gratefully regaining your family's trust? Now, see, it all just depends on what it correlates with. You know, people read that second cousin twice removed, whatever, reads a post that I put, wow, you know, that's really inspirational. And I, like, accidentally helped some person across the world randomly that I'll never know about. Let's see. Any and all ways that do not violate an individual's anonymity or traditions. Oh, let's see. That was page 207. To be maximum service to the still suffering addict, we must energetically, as my man said, energetically seek to carry our message throughout our cities, towns, and villages. Our public relations policy is based on attraction, to be sure, not promotion. But to attract the still suffering addict to our program, we must take vigorous steps to maintain our program widely known. The better and broader our public relations, the better we will be able to serve. To serve, not my ego, but the group and the still suffering addict. And I'll tell you, I stay in public information because when I got here, I was full of myself, very egotistical, on fire for this program, but very cocky, right? And I learned through public information that we don't get pats on the back except when we go to our own committee meeting. Hey, good job, man. You know, good job. Out in the realm of NA, like, we're not even known, really. And that's fine with me. It keeps me humble. It keeps me in service without all this, like, head swelling. I don't need it. You know what I mean? I just don't. And that's my personal feeling. I will always stay in public information to the best of my ability. You know? Each of us has our own life and our own words and our own story, all adding dimension to the and color to the message of the fellowship. But the message we carry to society is not the message of how great we are as individuals. Now, don't get that twisted with how I've grown and become a better person because of Narcotics Anonymous. The primary purpose to our public relations is to tell the story of Narcotics Anonymous and not what our program offers to the self-suffering addict. Our practice of public anonymity is built on the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place
principles before personalities.
5 minutes here. Okay, we're going to wrap this up real quick. I got one more tradition. Tradition 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
In personal recovery, we seek to replace self with the guidance, self-will with the guidance of a higher power and our personal affairs. 12th tradition is all the traditions rolled up in one, summarizing and reinforcing the message of the previous 11. Our unity is so precious that given the choice between fulfilling our own wish and preserving the fellowship's common welfare, we put the best interests of NA first. So again, like we discussed 30 minutes ago, what are your motivations? What are your motives in behind whatever it is you're doing? Before all service works, we ask God to enter the issue and at hand to help guide us in pursuing whatever it is we're going after to vote, you know, to keep our egos out of it. You know, we always ask God to enter in the process. You know, we're supposed to keep our will out of it and use God's will. What's best for the group, not what's best for my interest. The group conscience is the spirit of unity. NA service is not primarily a personal endeavor. Rather, it is a collective responsibility to our fellowship as a whole. This doesn't mean that we do not appreciate the care, experience, and insight of individuals may offer in the carrying of the service duties. However, we place the principles of anonymity in service before the personalities of our individual trusted servants. Collective responsibility, not personal authority. It is the guiding force behind NA services. The group conscience is the spirit of unity. Through emotional personalities can be a positive or negative driving force. We need to vote based on group benefiting emotion-free consensus. Emotion-free consensus. Better yet, emotionally driven, okay, but you got to have a principled conclusion. So if I'm fiery about something but I'm being an asshole, that's not good. If I'm fiery about something and I'm pleading my case through literature, I'm emotionally driven, but I need to like do whatever's best for the group. And I need to be okay with whatever the outcome of that vote is, whether it be social media, whether it be electing trusted servants, et cetera, et cetera. So in my quick little conclusion, we cannot allow exaggerated claims or behavior to take the place of the simple proven validity of our message as the basis of the public relations policy. I have learned that just as in step one, by admitting powerlessness, I gain power, when I'm of selfless service, I gain tenfold. So again, that goes back to what are your motivations? Is this going to benefit me? Or am I just being a selfless servant trying to help fulfill the primary purpose? It creates healthy self-esteem through unity, purpose, and knowing that I am helping others wherever they are. Even if I don't agree with the group conscience, I participated and spoke my service opinion. Now continue with service. And then integrity, again, doing the right things for the right reasons, no matter what. Taking the group conscience, looking at our guidelines, looking at our traditions, and seeing what our true motivations are. Now, I have some stuff here on cookies. I'm getting a two-minute warning. I don't have time for it. If anybody wants a copy of all my scribbled notes, because again, I did not have it fancy typed or nothing, please write down your email and I'll scan it and email. Correction, my wife, my loving secretary, will scan it and email it to anybody and everybody that is interested in all these scribbled notes and the cookie conversation I had with our website coordinator. So any more information and participation you want, please come back. Be part of the next facilitator. They'll get you up here on the board. It'll be real kick-ass. Thank you for letting me be of service.